integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Don't let your supplements sabotage your lab tests. Millions of Americans take nutritional vitamins and other supplements, including myself. I personally take about 5 or 6 different bottles every day. I take a thyroid support, which may change my labs a little bit. I take a good green drink and a few other things. We've seen headlines that these agents can interact with each other and along with the prescription medicines, but they can also skew your lab tests. So the ideas are, should we be taking them that can skew the lab test, or do you stay on them? Because if you're going to take them every day, that's really what your labs are. Confusing, and generally what I get out of the medical doctor field is, well, if you're not sure, just don't take them. Yet we feel that there's a strong amount of support and protection we're getting from nutritional supplements. Holly, where do you stand on this?
Well, I think it's just all about information. I think, first of all, you got to go to RadioMD.com and scroll around and click, because there's tons of information regarding maybe what supplements you should be taking, what supplements you shouldn't be taking, what quality of supplements are out there. Because, I mean, if they're not there now, they're going to be there, because we're going to keep putting out the great information just to keep you safe, okay, and healthy and informed. But I think really when it comes down to taking supplements, it's about informing your doctor about what you're taking. Yeah. So everything can be properly analyzed, because there's a couple things, especially if you've got labs. Now, I just had a complete physical. Okay. Doctor, heal thyself. There's this whole, you know, physician, heal thyself. It's a big thing. And I ran into this lovely doctor. He's going to be on our show as a guest, Dr. Mike Carragher. He runs the Body Well, which is where my office is. And he's got this lovely age management program. And I want to manage my age well. I want to get involved in healthy aging. And so what happens, he was very gracious with his time and the pricing that I had. And I paid for my labs like I would pay for them as my own doctor. Over $500 just of great information at 47 years old. I just wanted everything. I want to know what the heck's going on with me. I feel pretty darn good. I just wanted to see. And lab tests are certainly a part of the puzzle when we're looking at health, right? You can't treat lab tests. You got to treat people, but they're a part of the puzzle. So for me, here's a couple things that you want to watch out for. Okay. So believe it or not, vitamin C. Now, vitamin C, I've been talking a lot about, because I think it's one of those things that vitamin C, it's like vitamin C. It's like, what's sexy about vitamin C? Oh, my gosh.
It's been around so long.
It's been around so long. And of course it has. I mean, our most of our biochemistry is driven by it. But if you take extra, what you want to watch out for is that this little vitamin, this water-soluble vitamin, can produce a false negative reading for a fecal occult blood test. Now, that's when the doctor will poke and prod. Okay, that's what we're taught to do, because we want to get into all of your orifices, and we want to just understand, you know, whether there's wax building up in your air, in your ear, whether there's a redness or inflammation in your throat, which Dr. Weiss, it sounds like you've got some right now. We want to get into all sorts of orifices, just literally to see, like, there's great information there. And so we'll do just a little swab, and we want to see if there's any blood in your fecal area. Now, so once again, if you're taking vitamin C, kind of important to talk about, because if there's a false positive, we're looking at things like risk for colon cancer. We're looking at inflammatory bowel disease, so either Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, et cetera. So that's something that's really important to just be in communication about.
Yeah, and then you get into more of the hormone stuff, where if you take a DHEA supplement, that's going to alter your hormones. And if you take something that is one of these 5 or 10,000 male libido builders, right? You're, you know, all those ones that are on race cars, extends, and all those things, those are going to affect your hormone levels. And the decision with those is, if you're going to stay on them, you should stay on them for the lab work. But then your timing of when you even draw the blood has to be right on, because if you take it in the morning, it's going to be different than the afternoon, and you have to do that. But here's I think that the crux of this, there's a problem here that I'm seeing, Holly. And then, let's face it, a lot of patients are scared to tell their doctors what supplements they're taking. I'm not, because I'm kind of one of these integrative guys, and I'm, you know, both trained in both systems like you are. But I find that over 50% of my patients at minimum do not want to tell their medical doctors what supplements they're taking because they'll be ridiculed. And isn't that the crux of the issue?
Yes. Now, I think that's a great point. I think it's a great point. Let's just take this up right now, because a lot of my patients will ask me, like, I'm going to go see my, and you have to understand that a lot of people who are wanting some things that are different, wanting more when it comes to their health, they are paying out of their pocket and it's not reimbursed by insurance. And they're still tethered for the most part, to the insurance driven, right? So they've got insurance, the conventional sort of mainstream medicine. And I completely understand that. So I'm like, hey, let's do whatever we can with that. Let's utilize your resources. But they'll ask me, well, what can I tell my doctor? And I said, listen, your doctor works for you. Now, part of the reason that I've kind of understood this, that doctors, regular quote unquote MDs, doctors, allopathic medicine, whatever. And I think it's not about the degree. I think it's about the ego. I think it's about the person.
Absolutely.
Ignorance gets fearful. And if what I try to do with my patients, it says, like, listen, don't get upset with your doctor, quote unquote, because they don't know these things. They're not supposed to know these things. I gave a lecture at the University of Boston. It was, it was years ago, but it was called the History of Medicine. And I learned so much because I had no idea what the history of medicine was. And so I had to figure it all out. And these MDs, our conventional Western system is based on a system called reductionism. And you're literally reduced to a symptom or a diagnosis. This is their scope. So if your TSH is high, guess what? Your diagnosis is hypothyroidism and you're given Synthroid next. That is your healthcare. That is how they are taught to think. They aren't taught to think anywhere different than that, any way different than that. Okay. So I always try to tell my patients, it's not their fault. Don't get mad at your doctors. Agreed. Get empowered by understanding that there are other things. And so if you're going to talk to your doctor about your nutritional supplementation, please be, I would say, armed with rationale of why you're taking them, not just, oh, because I saw this ad, or, oh, because my other doctor told me to. You need to understand why. I think anytime, even if it's more holistic or more comprehensive, your doctor or your practitioner should be telling you why they are recommending something. And so it's very, 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 very important. And your doctor works for you, because if they're not going to listen to you, or if they think it's a bunch of gobbledygook, you need to get another doctor.
Yeah, you do. And that's the point. And doctors more and more are jumping into natural medicine. And let's face it, most of them aren't doing it very well. So you have to see the person who understands what your health goals are and builds a supplement regimen around them, and then tying it back in, making sure that that supplement doesn't sabotage your lab test, but improves lab tests. I take a thyroid support product. When I take that, my lab numbers on my thyroid are better. So a medical doctor might say, wait a second, you're not taking a drug. We're not getting an accurate reading. So you're sabotaging your lab work. No, I am taking a thyroid support product because I am trying to avoid going on thyroid. And look, it's working. My thyroid numbers are better. It is easier for me to manage weight. My hair is thicker, energy better. I'm getting all of those advantages of it. Sabotage is in the eye of the beholder. There's some straightforward things like vitamin C causing your stool occult bloods to go up. There is some really black and white things that we need to know and be educated on. But on the other side of that, it's about improving those tests and connecting with a physician that is going to support your choices and understand that you and the physician have the same goal, and that is to get the lab tests into the proper ranges. How you go about that may differ. Holly, there's a funny line between sabotage and support there. And that's what we're here to educate with. So don't let your supplements sabotage your lab test. Tell your doctor what you're taking. Write it all down. If they say you shouldn't be taking any of that, that's a sign you should go to a different doctor. Or if they say, well, I don't know what it is, but I support your choices, I like it. But then let them know that you're not sabotaging those lab tests. You're trying to support them. So you can communicate. They might be the expert on the labs. You might be the expert on the supplements. But you're both trying to stay well.